Labor's Christina Keneally's failed attempt to win the lower house seat of Fowler is one of the biggest upsets of the election. The former New South Wales Premier and Senator was beaten by popular local independent Di Lee, who says Labor's decision to parachute in Christina Keneally into the multicultural seat was arrogant and insulting to voters. Carly Williams reports.
There are many possible movie storylines out of this election, but if Hollywood was going to option only one, it would be the tale of Fowler, a seat in southwestern Sydney. Labor heavy hitter and former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally versus Di Lee, a local Vietnamese-Australian community activist. They're both immigrants, but with very different stories.
I sat in my lounge room and I was thinking back to the moment when my family escaped communist Vietnam on a rickety boat in the ocean, didn't know whether we were going to live or die.
Fowler is a seat with a large Vietnamese presence and was held by the Labor Party since its creation in 1984. Di Lee snatched a 16% swing against Labor, making her the first refugee in the House of Representatives. Labor chose Christina Keneally for the seat, even though the outgoing MP Chris Hayes had supported another Vietnamese-Australian candidate. Di Lee says it was arrogance to parachute Christina Keneally into the seat, and also an insult.
A lot of voters were so angry, and a lot of Labor voters actually were so angry with the fact that the Labor Party was arrogant enough to think that they can parachute somebody from the northern beaches, in particular from the northern beaches, to come and represent the southwest, one of the most socially disadvantaged community. She's never lived through the challenges that we have lived through.
Fowler's culturally diverse, working class and usually loyal Labor voters clearly rejected Christina Keneally on a political and personal level. Ms. Keneally congratulated Di Lee on Twitter, but somebody in the Labor Party will have to answer the question, what were they thinking? Cos Samaras is director at Redbridge Group Australia. He says there's been a general decline of the Labor primary vote over several elections, and Di Lee's win is a wake-up call.
A warning to Labor that it needs to be very careful in how it decides to pre-select candidates for what was once safe Labor seats. If it's not careful, the electorate will send them a message, as the electorate did with the Liberal Party in the Till seats. The same is going to occur in safe Labor seat.
Labor parachuted Andrew Charlton into the multicultural Western Sydney seat of Parramatta. It ruffled some feathers. Why did it work for him, though, and not Christina Keneally? Because he's won that seat.
That seat's actually been gentrifying for some time. That's one aspect of it. So there is a very significant gentrified pocket within Parramatta. Overlaid on top of that is a very significant Chinese-speaking population. And we do know that there is, in electorates where there were high numbers of Chinese Australians, there were very big swings to the Labor Party. And I would say that that has been also a factor.
Jay Young Lowe is the founding director of the Centre for Asian Australian Leadership at the Australian National University. He says Di Lee was never included in the wave of high-profile independents that challenged the two major parties.
It was an absolute struggle for Di Lee. She did not benefit from large donations or being bankrolled by millionaires behind the scenes, or a part of a more of a national movement around what the Till independents were experiencing. Di pretty much, to my understanding, remortgaged her house, gathered donations from the local community.
Jay Young Lowe says Di Lee's ability to overturn the national swing was the watershed moment in the election.
If you look at the numbers, Christina Keneally had a 400-metre head start in a 1,500-metre race, and she wasn't able to complete or win the race, for that matter. So it proves that no seats are safe. If I was the Labor Party, I would be doing a lot of not only reviewing, but also soul-searching in terms of how they nurture the next generation of diverse candidates. But it's also proven that multicultural candidates and candidates of Asian Australian backgrounds proven to be electable. And if you don't invest in diversity, you don't get the return on investment. I think that's exactly what happened with the Labor Party. And I would remember this watershed moment for a very long time.
That's Jay Young Lowe, the founding director of the Centre for Asian Australian Leadership at ANU. Carly Williams with that report.